More music. More music. Less drama. Less drama. Freshest FM. Freshest FM. Freshest FM.
A search and seeking for that love, that love, that love. No one's looking for confusion or unhappiness and drama. Who's looking for that? Not us. I don't know if you listeners out there are looking for that, but not here at For Love Only. So we want that love, that love of God, that First Corinthians kind of love, that love is patient, kind. It doesn't envy, it doesn't boast, it's not proud, it doesn't dishonor others, it's not self-seeking, it's not easily angered, and it doesn't keep records of right or wrong.
Preach on.
I am your host, Malaika, a.k.a. Cara Bronze. I'm a fashion star. I'm a dietitian, soon not to be that, and you know, now the podcaster. So I'd like to introduce who we have here tonight. We have Livio J.
How you doing, ladies? How you doing?
All right.
He is also my business partner for Love Chronicles, and look forward to our dating website that we are building for you seekers, single and seeking, or divorced and seeking. And just seeking, you must be single. You must be honest on our app. And who else do we have here tonight? We have Karen Borgella. Introduce yourself, Karen.
Hello all, my name is Karen Borgella. I am a fashion designer. What else am I? I am a person searching for love, but no drama. And, you know, just trying, I'm here to hear what's out there and get some inspirational messages from this lovely lady called Cara Bronze.
All right. And we have Lisa Pearson. Introduce yourself to our folks.
Hey, everyone. I'm Lisa Pearson, as Melissa said. I am an author, I am an editor, and I am a certified life coach.
All right. I also forgot to interject that I am also a certified relationship facilitator.
Let's get a round of applause.
Yes. And so is my guest here, Lisa. She's also a certified relationship facilitator. So for all your relationship needs, for those who are engaged, dating, or married, contact Cara Bronze or Lisa for your needs. So we're going to get along with our show here tonight, and we're going to start to ask a few questions about love and your experience and the good and the bad. Livio, being that you're the only man here tonight,
okay.
Do you have anything that you can share, insight, you know, for us ladies? When it comes to dating and being that you're married and, you know.
Well, I don't mean to cut you off, but I think there's chapters.
I like that.
You know, with this subject matter. We're going to have to I guess, seek it and then expose it, kind of like, you know, feel around whatever it is. You know, there's a lot to cover, so. As we go along, I'll try and expound, you know.
Okay.
You know, some thoughts, what I think.
Okay.
I'll add.
Okay. He'll sprinkle some salt and pepper on
it. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, I just want to start out by also saying that there are four loves. Are you guys aware of that? So the first one is Stork. It's an empathy bond. It's liking someone through fondness. The next one is Philia. It's like friendly bond, a love between, you know, siblings. Then there's Eros.
Interesting.
Eros. Which is an erotic bond. You know about that. Agape.
I just got pointed out, y'all.
Then there's agape. It's just unconditional. It's like the love of God. God.
So those are the four loves.
The four loves. Stork, Philia, Eros, and agape.
Agape.
So, wait, let me ask you, Lisa. How soon do you tell a person that you're dating, you know, your feelings or your beliefs?
I think it just naturally comes out in conversation. I don't think that there's really a set time. I think when you meet someone and you start to speak to them and then you start talking about what you like, what you don't like, what you do, you kind of, it's a natural flow. It could be in the first conversation, it could be in the second, but usually in the first, because for me, there's certain things that I'm looking for. So if you say certain things, if I say there's something that I do that I'm steadfast about and it's a deal breaker otherwise, and I put that out there, that's for them to decide and for me to know whether they're on board.
So let me ask you, since you brought up deal breaker, what exactly would be a deal breaker for you? Do you know that as the person approaches you, like, don't even. You're a walking deal breaker.
I think on first glance, because we, you know, you do look at your first impression of someone.
Your nails look great, by the way.
Thank you. Your first impression, my deal breaker is like totally unkempt. You know, like, you know, your clothes are dirty. I mean, you could be coming from anywhere.
Yeah.
And it could, it'd be something appearance-wise, something that suggests you don't take care of yourself.
Like dirty fingernails?
Oh. Well, he could be coming from work.
Okay.
It's something, like I said, it's like on site, you kind of make an assessment really quickly.
Okay.
You know, it might be dirty fingernails, but if he has on a uniform or he's, you know, there's other
if he
things.
Looks like, okay, he's a mechanic.
Yeah,
he's
a mechanic,
then
that would be foolish of me to say, oh, no, not him because his fingernails are dirty.
But what if you're like in Home Depot and he's like dusty?
He might be a contractor.
So that would change the dynamic of you saying,
it's something on site that you're looking at that you can make the assessment. I mean,
it sounds like what you're saying, it comes down to the setting.
It comes down to everything.
Evaluation.
Let's say, if we're in a restaurant and this man comes in and he's, you know, disheveled and he's like, hey, how you doing?
I'm blessed and happy, sir.
Okay, what is it that you know?
Mm.
But it also depends on what he says, you know.
Yeah.
If he says something that like maybe catches my attention, it might make me reassess what he's looking like because it might just be a matter of anything. I can't. It's not a judgment. I'm not judging the person. I'm just.
It also comes down to the approach.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's everything, you know. And sometimes you'll talk to somebody, you'll find out, my car broke down. I had to fix it. You know, that's, you know.
So that's the reason I'm in this situation.
Yeah,
yeah.
I got smudge. You know, but someone, they walk and they have food crusted in the beer.
Okay.
Or like, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
something that's like, you came outside. You didn't care anything about what you had food. So something like that.
What about somebody that you're actually, you know, gave them an opportunity to go on a date? You're having a conversation at dinner. What's going to be like... Ain't gonna be no second date.
He doesn't believe in Jesus.
Okay.
If he doesn't believe in Jesus, we don't have anything to talk about. Not we don't have anything to talk about, but we're not gonna date and be in that capacity.
What if he doesn't go to church on a regular, like he believes, but he's not going to church?
We would discuss it. That's not a deal breaker, but we would discuss it to see maybe there's a reason why. You know, maybe there's church hurt, or maybe there's disappointment, or there's something underneath it. But if he just like, I don't go because I don't feel like it, well, why not? You know, all of these things come out in a conversation. So
what was a deal breaker or deal breakers for you prior to getting married?
You know what, I pretty much was open-minded, you know, when I was dating.
And you know, how many years have you been married?
I'm married.
You should know this.
20.
It's been a long time.
Over 20?
22 years.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Very good. Yes. Congratulations on that.
Thank you. There are certain things that I didn't like, you know. Smoking.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Was one of those things.
Okay.
More or less kind of what you were saying. I mean, for me, a young lady had to carry herself in a certain way, you know, a certain manner, you know, she looked like she took care of herself, you know, put some time in, you know, that kind of stuff, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Those were, you know, some few things that, you know, were like deal breakers, you know, if we're gonna go, you know, go that route, you know, that I, you know, so if you were like, you know, not well kept, you smoke, your hygiene, you know, stuff like that, you know, probably, you know,
keep stepping, sister,
yeah, pretty much, you know,
Karen,
yes, darling,
who was the last person you texted that was a male?
Oh, my brother? I mean, you said the last person I texted.
That was pretty generous.
It was a general question.
That gave you a general answer.
Potential partner.
It might have came. That text might have came in like an hour ago.
Right. No, but in terms of someone of potential connection, to tell you the truth, there was one gentleman that I did go back and forth on texting. And I met him through the app Black.
I'm sorry.
There's an app called Black.
It's BLK.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the only reason I went on it, because I've had, and I know this will be another issue or another topic of bad experiences on dates from all websites. I have many stories. But he was the last person that I text, and that didn't work out well because I think he was vain. And the reason I think that, because based on my past experiences with the website, I only put one picture. I just put a headshot because I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
And so we were texting back and forth, and we finally did a FaceTime, which I feel is very aggressive. The first time, I'd rather speak to you on the phone first before we go into the whole FaceTime. He kind of caught me with the bonnet situation going on.
Yeah.
So I had to do a quick...
The Tammy Roman.
You know, at least it was Tammy Roman. Her face was beat, at least.
Right.
But he said, oh, so he was like, oh, how come you don't put no, you know, full body shot? I was like, oh, you know what? I really didn't think about it because I really didn't think I was going to be on that site for too long. So I did send it to him separately, and he never texted me back.
Oh, wow.
Why do you think that is?
I maybe wasn't the fit that he wants.
Oh, okay.
Maybe he likes the girls with the big boobs, small waist, and big butt. I'm just not that. You understand?
Yeah.
I am very happy with the way I look.
So you think? You think because that's probably like one of the reasons why he FaceTimes so he can actually.
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah. Because FaceTime, you see the face, but if you know if you. I'm assuming he had a lot of girls who would engage and like kind of show more, sure. And I'm not that person,
mm-hmm.
You know. So I will give you very, you know, professional pictures or you know very, you know, clean pictures. I'm not gonna give you it's the internet. I'm not setting myself up for failure in life,
right?
Doing that. So did it hurt my feelings? No, kind of way. I really wasn't interested,
right?
But I was just giving it a chance because I haven't been in the dating pool in over 3 years.
Okay.
So this was just kind of just getting myself.
So as
yeah.
far as dating, how do you put yourself back into the pool? Like, what are you doing?
Well, I mean, I'm going out more and I'm leaving my friends behind. And the reason my mom used to always tell me that, she said, when you, God rest her soul, she
yes.
used to say, whenever you go out, don't bring all your friends. Because it could be that one guy who's looking at you, but he sees your friend and now he's distracted.
Yeah.
So now I've started to go out on events, you know, cocktail events, art museum events. You never know who you'll meet there. In terms of the dating sites, I'm very skeptic about that because I've had really bad experience on those. And I'm going to give it a chance again. And maybe I'll go down the road of maybe like an eHarmony more or a Match. And I realize that people who actually pay.
Question.
Yeah.
Not, you know, too
yeah.
versed in this.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like differences in these.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I mean, it was my friend who told me about this and she told me, and then there's always been Tinder. I've always avoided Tinder because I've heard about what Tinder was a quote unquote about.
So
yeah.
question. So you, if you're someone who's, you know, looking to meet, so there's actual, I'm going on Tinder because there's these types of people on Tinder.
Yes, yes, but you're always going to find a couple of people who might be on the opposite. So, like, for example, black, you know, it's mostly for guys, you know, black people and everything like that. And it's really about relationship. Most of them are all about getting into a relationship. What kind of relationship is up to you.
Right.
Tinder, I guess with the reputation that it's had, it's always been a hookup.
Okay.
Right. Kind of thing. And I
say hookup.
Yes.
Isn't that the point of.
No.
No.
Hookup more in a sexual term.
Okay.
Like, this is what we're doing. And this
we're not seeking anything
no,
further than
yes,
anything.
No,
we both are understanding.
That's the term.
Yeah.
I went on Tinder.
Yeah.
And
that's it.
This
yeah.
guy said, where do you live?
Correct.
Asked me, where do I live?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I'm in Queens. He says, well, I'm on Jersey, Garden State, Parkway. He told me his exit. And I
yeah.
said, well. And then he says, wait a minute. What are you looking for? I said, I'm looking for this. You know, I'm looking for a relationship. And he says, well, honey.
You're in the wrong place.
Well, that's the thing.
Like, you're in the
yeah.
wrong place.
You're in the wrong place. Like, you can put it on your profile in, like, bold letters flashing.
Yes,
I'm looking for a relationship.
Was, okay. Like, yes.
They don't
wrong,
look at
wrong,
the market.
Wrong app,
yeah.
wrong site.
Wrong site.
Yeah.
But
okay.
this comes back
I get
to...
It. I get it.
Yeah, but this comes back to what you said in terms of what is the first impression. And that's what it is. We're in a society now that looks is very important.
Mm.
So people will look at you
yeah,
first.
Very
you could be dumb as a bag of rocks.
Oh my gosh.
But if you have the look, the body, the, excuse my language, the assets. I was going to say the other word.
You speak it freely.
You know,
yes, yes, yes.
That's what they're looking for. And then they get disappointed when they find out this person really can't spell the world, you know, the word food or something. You know,
hey, okay,
or you know, or writing all caps, or they can use proper grammar. You're,
right?
You know, so my biggest pet peeve on that one.
Yeah.
So it's
you
so
are,
going
are.
Back to trying to get into the dating slowly,
yeah.
unfortunately, because it's just like I don't know what to do anymore.
Do you believe in referral system such as?
Oh, of course,
like,
I prefer
you know,
a referral.
I know someone who would like you, you know.
I'd rather that because then at least I know he's not crazy.
You right, you have a chance. No,
I
you have a chance.
I
have a chance.
I
was
like,
that girl,
dating today is like tough, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's
a job.
It's a doggy dog world out there
it's
when it comes
really,
to dating.
It's a big
yeah.
job.
It is. It is a job. Because if you think about it, you go through the interview. You accept the person. The person's on probation for 3 months. Before you give them a full-time job. when he's on full time, then you have to give him a raise. Raise meaning like he's either getting to the next level of the relationship.
So this criteria is you've said.
Yes. This, no, but this is how
but
it is.
Relationships
this,
are.
That's how relationships
there are.
Are.
Different stages.
There are different stages. Yeah.
What happened to like, hey, we're just kicking it and let's see what happens.
Yeah.
You
know, oh, courtship and then dating.
Yeah.
And then you engage.
I'm old school.
No,
I want you to ask me out. I
want
to be like, you know,
yes.
Like, Karen, I think you're an incredible person. I would like you to be my lady.
Right.
At least there's no fog. There's no nothing.
Yeah, because you ask.
Because you ask. There's no assumption.
You know. Right.
Because the three first letters of assumption is... And I don't want to make myself out to be one.
That's correct.
Exactly.
So, right. Do you text? Is it conversation?
I prefer conversation because I'm not texting you my whole day.
I only asked that because I was, you know, I was talking to my son one day and he was telling me, I guess, you know, they're a little younger.
Mm-hmm.
It's creepy to have conversation.
They say that.
It's actually creepy.
They say that.
Yeah.
Like if a guy asks you for a number, that's creepy.
Okay, so how do you feel about boundaries, Lisa? Drink.
All right, on that note, I'm going to make myself a drink.
Boundaries are very important. They are they're for your safety, for your survival.
Yeah.
They're for your peace of mind.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who they have to stay on the outward boundary. Then there are people, you know, you can let people in a little at a time. You don't have to let everybody straight into your space. I think that's where we get messed up. There's also bad boundaries. Sometimes you don't say what you feel.
Mm-hmm.
You hold it back and, you know, you keep it back. And I think that women do this often. You have to say what you want. Say what you need.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not telling him anything. I don't want him to think this. I don't want him to think that. Bad boundary.
So that's based on past relationships.
It
also,
is, but
I think so.
But you have to get past that.
Yeah.
But
you
have to heal and get past that.
So let me cut you off for a sec. That
sure.
Goes back to the first question. How soon do you tell the person you're dating how you feel?
How do you know how you feel? Until you know how you feel.
So, no. Because you're talking about your boundaries.
Yeah.
And maybe I shouldn't say this. How soon do you say, you know, like, I'm feeling you?
When I'm feeling you.
You know what? I like that answer.
I was telling you when I'm feeling you. I can't say, I'm not going to tell him I'm not feeling
you. I can't
tell
you
2 weeks
in advance how
I'm
feeling.
You know what I'm saying? You may be feeling the person. There are some people who will say, I'm feeling her or I'm feeling him, but I'm not going to tell him.
Because of your boundaries?
Right,
but
well, you know what I mean.
Because you feel you have to keep hold guard,
and because of what you already experienced,
your heart.
Because if I tell you I'm feeling you, and then you like,
people don't.
Meanwhile, you may have already did, you know, the tango. You know.
Well,
what
I'm not doing the tango with no one unless I know that I'm feeling you.
Right
now.
I'm sorry.
In my past,
with the disclaimer, uh-huh. Yes, go ahead.
You know, in the past, you know, I was like, hey, what's up? You like me? I like you. Let's go do this, you know? Let's do so. But that was when I was young, and then, but now it's like, you know, you get
right.
A little older, you're more mature, you realize, you know, in life that, yeah, it's kind of cool. Let's have a relationship. Let's, you know, and I've always wanted a relationship, like a serious one, but every relationship I've had, which I think is an old whole podcast on your own for me with that one, have been not.
You can always come back.
Yes, I know.
We would love to have you both back.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So that, you know, we can hear more about your dating experiences and the dramas.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Why you did what you did, you know, like.
Why you did what you
why
did?
Why did you stay like that?
Why did you do what you did?
Why did you do what you did?
Why did
you
do what all humans do? No, but I mean, I understand what she's saying. You can't really tell right away how you feel about it. You can't. And maybe you're kind of protecting yourself also because you don't want to be the first one to say it, kind of.
Well, right. That's basically
what
I'm trying to get
okay,
out.
Got
I'm
it.
Trying
okay.
to pull something
well,
out.
Okay.
Well,
that.
I have told someone that I love them first.
And that's fine.
I have.
And I
didn't feel any way about it, and I would still do it.
But your
because how
your
I feel
is
doesn't...
clear.
Yeah,
yeah,
but how I feel about
so,
you...
Okay, so that leads me to my next question.
Mm-hmm.
When you tell somebody you love them, what is it that you love? Is it because of? Is it because of a condition? or an expectation? Because if it's that, I'm gonna let you
That's
tell me.
No, but isn't
it wasn't
love something you feel?
It's a combination of things, but it's not the first time we talked on the phone. It's like, oh my God, I love you. It's not like that. It's after
question is that you know, okay, I love him.
Mm-hmm.
Is it, what is it? If you go on and say, I love you because of
it all.
Well, like when you say, I love you because you got all these DVDs.
I will say I'm very impressed.
Then, you know,
that's silly.
That means you can close up shop. You don't love that person. Because if you had loved somebody because of a condition, because that condition can change. You know, I love you because you're a policeman.
But you can't.
I love you because you can pay my bills.
Well, you're saying that
but
that's
you have
why
to,
I said that. I'm
asking,
okay.
Is there... When you say you love, what made you say that?
It's the person itself. It's who they are.
At the end. So you really love that person.
Yeah.
Because you understand what I'm going is that...
I'm trying to follow.
What I'm saying here is this.
Okay.
When people say... I love him because
sometimes
he got a Bentley. Son.
No,
you know what I mean?
You don't love somebody because he got a Bentley.
But you don't understand. In this society we're in, people are loving, just like she said before, the social media, we have all these things. People are liking and loving for the wrong reasons.
But,
and those are for conditions.
But
I
that
like
word
what
love.
They can do
the
for me.
Of the person that
so,
I
but if you love somebody for whatever, I love them. And if that's what you say, I love him, I love her for who they are, that's that right there, that's real love.
Okay.
But if I love because the way you do me, wrong.
Do me what? Sexually?
Right. This I'm talking real.
But sometimes that's half the heart in a certain way. You know?
That's an animal.
That's the way
yeah,
you know.
The love.
This is like.
But I said it before. I didn't even sleep with him at the time.
Yeah,
when I
sometimes
said
it's just a connection.
But I didn't sleep with him. We broke up. But that's neither here nor there.
No, but you had a connection.
But it was the cat.
No,
the
you had a
person.
Connection.
But what I'm saying is, you answered the question correctly. Where I'm drawing this from is because I, in the mornings, let me bring you to my morning rituals.
All right.
In my morning ritual, I wake up, of course. I go into the shower. When I come out of the shower, I start looking and searching for things, you know, to help build for love only. So I listen to Miles Monroe. I listen to Les Brown. But Miles Monroe on YouTube is just got a gamut full of stuff. And this is where this question came from,
mm-hmm.
you know. And if you love because of a condition, your relationship is in trouble.
Agree.
But I'm not saying that you three. Okay.
We're all in this.
I'm not saying that you guys, you know, that's you're because of people.
Mm-hmm.
But it made me like listen more intently to when people say, I love you, you know, because it's like, no, then because
well,
I can be
so,
I become sick.
That's what I was about to get at. I was about to say to you that I think when you love someone, you love that person. The total person.
Yes.
You know,
exactly.
So you take
yes.
the good, the bad,
good,
the ugly.
You know what I mean?
Right.
You walk into the bathroom, he's on the toilet seat, and it's all good, you know? Stuff like that, you know.
The package.
It's that's real love. That's
right.
When you
yeah.
love somebody.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, I think you can have infatuation, you could like certain things about a person.
Yeah.
You can like the fact that type of lifestyle that person.
Yeah.
True love, or when you really get to that point where you love that person, I think you feel, you know, things around that person. It's okay. You deal with things, you know, and it's reciprocal.
Yeah,
you know?
And you can still want to punch him in the face.
Yeah, yeah, well, yeah.
Right.
You can get
yeah,
mad.
Right.
There's points where
you're
gonna get
mad.
You're
gonna be mad.
Yeah,
you know, Jesus done turned them tables over in the temple.
Love them,
you know,
turn the tables over.
you know, so
I clean it up.
Right.
I'm not going to do it.
But I think that's the difference with, like, love and infatuation, or maybe, like, you know, well, loving certain things about the person.
For me, you know, I have to like you first.
Yes.
I feel like people use the word love very loosely, and they're like, oh, I love this, I love this, I love her, I love that. That's great, I love that.
I love
chicken
wings.
What do you like about her?
Right. Right.
You understand? And I think you have to have your likes have to be more than your love, because that's what's carrying you.
Yes. I remember hearing Michelle Obama saying that on Oprah. She says,
I had to like him.
I like and love him.
Him, yes.
And I still do.
Yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And that, again, that stayed with me.
Yes.
Because I never realized that at that time that I heard it, you have to have both.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, I thought it was like.
Yeah.
Turned
you can pull
into
out
love.
Love and still like the person.
Or you could not like the person and
still love them.
Them.
You know? But I think the like is what carries the love. You need
I think
that
the
support
like,
being.
I think the
you
like
know?
Goes, the like goes off and on because we're human.
Oh, yeah.
So you could,
yeah.
You could one day be like, oh my gosh, I just like. And then other day, I cannot stand the sight of you, like.
Well, I think it's
know.
To that point. You
no,
can't stand the sight.
No, when you get mad, you've never gotten mad at your wife and been like, look, just go over there for a second.
Like,
you know, just go. I'm going to the other room right now because this is just right
we
now.
Need time out.
When I can't stand the sight of you like.
Yeah, no, I can't stand the sight. No, that when you said that, that's what I was trying to. That's,
yeah, I
that,
can't
no.
look at you right now because I'm gonna get angry.
I don't think it gets to that point. You know that I can't stand the sight of you. I'm upset with you right now. Okay,
yeah.
You know what? I'm just
maybe
gonna,
I'm dramatic. I can't stand the sight of you. But you know, it's just some. But sometimes you get mad enough at somebody where you're like, right now,
I need you to go away.
Let's just.
Yeah. Well, I think that happened. I think that can happen. You can be like,
you don't want it to prolong. That's the only thing you don't want it to do.
No, but sometimes you need that cool down.
You need that cool down
moment.
Okay,
hold on.
Yeah.
If you're in a heated argument, definitely.
Of course,
you know,
of course.
Heated argument, you're definitely like it's
but that's part of
it's
the
best.
Show.
It's best that you know
yeah.
that you and also
walk away.
Also there's rules. There's,
yes.
There's rules and regulations to this stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's certain things you don't say to one another.
Right.
You don't go there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because you say certain things you can't take
you
it back.
You can't take it back. Right.
You
can't
know what I mean?
Take
it's
it back.
Out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's out there.
That was a good one right there.
That was a good one.
Rules.
So rules. There's rules to this stuff.
Rules.
Okay.
Not only levels, but rules.
Rules.
I want to add on
chapters.
To what you were saying about mm-hmm. the love and the light.
Yes.
I was doing a this thing on Instagram. I was getting ready to do a prayer challenge. It was 28 Days of Love. Because I went on Instagram and I put love for something, and I saw there were like a billion people use their hashtag love.
Mm-hmm.
So I started investigating.
A billion.
And
wow.
Every day it goes up.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at it today and you look at it tonight, you'll see like it's gone about like 10,000. It's gone up. Like people use love so frequently.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
I'm like, okay, we can't all be using it the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, in doing the prayer challenge, like, you know, I said, okay, wait a minute. Because in the prayer challenge, this was my thing, to redefine love from a biblical perspective. So I started to just look in it and everything and find these different ways. But the conclusion I came to at the end of it is, we don't all define love in the same way.
Right.
Mm.
So when you get somebody saying, you could be saying, I love the character of the person,
mm-hmm.
and they could say, I love what you do for me.
Correct.
Not necessarily they love you, but they love what you do for them.
Right. Yeah.
So
that goes back to
yes,
because of the condition.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right. Or expectation.
Absolutely.
So interesting.
It was eye-opening.
I have a theory. I mean, I think, like, you know, there's certain people that's beyond really, like, falling in love with
mm-hmm.
someone. I think, you know, if you have a certain amount of wealth and celebrity,
uh-huh.
I think personally, I think it's like you cannot find somebody who truly loves you.
I think you can.
No,
if you're on the same level,
it's very difficult.
You would have to find somebody
who
has
the
same level.
Trust you would know.
Yeah.
What they're there
question for you.
Because I don't like a guy who has money, but that doesn't mean I want him because of his money. But I know that I have it there as support.
Right.
Once again, financially stable. That's what I want.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
no,
right.
You're talking about mega millionaire.
I'm talking about I'm talking about you, Diddy.
Okay. And you have
your Diddy now. Whoever comes in your circle or whatever has a preconceived notion of who you are. They
but
don't.
That's what they see, and that's what you present. He's presenting himself as Diddy the Baller, the Diddy the Ciroc owner.
He is that.
Exactly, but he's more than that. This is what his... That's his persona when it comes to work. But then there's another Diddy that's at home, chilling, and wants to
have... Let me ask you a question now. If you're Diddy, okay, do you recognize that, okay, any woman who comes around you does not see you for face value? You know what they see?
It's different for women. And the reason I say that, let me tell you why.
I agree. I'm with you. That he would have a very difficult time.
Very difficult time. So how is he going to be able to put aside, okay, you want to get with me, you want to marry me, you want to be my life partner, right? Which part of me do you really see? You know, because when you come
with nothing.
It's not even about what you have. It's so difficult for you to see the shell, to strip down, because everything's there already. You know what I'm saying? So you fall in love with everything else. You fall in love with the fact that he's this, he's that. You know what I mean? Are you genuine? No. Is your love genuine? Is it?
Well, that's
you know what I mean.
Well, you know what? Let's bring it down to maybe our level. The guy is a correction officer.
That's different.
They walk into a place in their uniform. Women are like, they think money bags. They know that these law enforcement individuals make.
That's sad.
Money.
That is sad to it, think.
And these are not thoughts that I have. Mm-hmm. Even things that I know of women. They think like I hit the jackpot. For even example, I remember in the 90s, I met a guy who worked for something. And no, but my mother would be like, they have a good pension. So that's in the 90s, in the beginning of my dating eras, So good pension does not help me. Good benefits, rather.
Good benefits
is what she said. How does this good benefits benefit Malaika when I'm not married to this bro?
They don't.
But see, that's something that was instilled in
the future for you. That's
right.
Sounds to me like
she's trying to help you secure something.
Yeah, it sounds to me like
she's like, don't pick up with a bum.
From a mother's perspective,
right,
she's trying to assure
somebody who is just out here, just starting to date. You know what I mean? Like, you're like benefits. He got no bad things. But that...
I hate to think that this is what it's come down to.
But now it's... That was in the 90s. But now I'm telling you for right now, it is worse. It is a worse situation that is happening here in America, in the United States. It's a mix of German and everything. But these women, I hate to talk bad about women because I am one, but some women have made it bad for me who I don't care what you have.
Correct.
I like you for you and how, we gel together,
But that comes to what I'm saying is the reason that I work so hard to be who I am and to be in the level that I am in my career is so that I don't have to depend on the guy. But guess what? The last person the guy was texting, he was asking me, how come you haven't been dated and what do you do? I said, for some reason, it's like whenever I tell people what I do, they feel a certain way. And I've noticed that. Whenever I tell a guy, I work for the fashion industry, I'm a designer, such and such, and some of them either be like, oh my God, wow, you must be doing big stuff. It's like automatically they're either looking at my paycheck or assuming that I have X, Y, and Z. And then he even told me, he said, maybe you shouldn't say that to them. So now you're telling me to downgrade my career and the achievements that I worked so hard, my education, just to please someone else's ego.
Yeah, and I think that's...
But you're still talking about just common positions of
but for some reason, for them, is there insecurity? Because for them, automatically, if I tell my fashion designer I've worked for X, Y, and Z, they put me here, and they automatically going to put themselves here. I didn't put you there. You put yourself there.
Mm.
You know, see, I didn't put you there. I just put you here with me. Right now, we're meeting each other. We're getting to know each other.
I think makes no sense in what y'all are saying to me.
But you that's know? Really what's going on.
Because we are not talking about of anything of significance. You know, we're talking about just jobs and
but
you know,
that's for
careers.
That's
you know,
important.
You know, I gave an example of like someone who's
right. Yeah.
You know,
and I brought it down to where we're
bringing
are.
It to here where I am. I'm not P. Diddy. I'm bringing it to normal level.
That makes no sense because you're talking about something that's attainable by anybody.
But that's not the point. The point is that automatically when you tell them what it is that you do, that you have your own place, you have your own car, you have your own this and that, so on and so forth. You're taking they automatically oh she's
they're going to be intimidated.
If there's an intimidation, and
well,
there's a lack of huh?
Who are you dating?
No, I'm not dating. This is just introducing myself.
Right.
This is just an introduction.
I experienced the same thing.
Yeah.
I had people walk me to my car, and
yeah.
I never heard from them again.
I don't know if
why, because they took a look at your car?
Yeah.
It's an assumption.
What, they don't measure up?
I
never said that they didn't.
No, I'm saying
that's maybe that's how they
feel.
They don't measure
yeah.
up. This is not made up story. This is real stories
see, yeah.
that, you know, I'm sharing about myself.
Yeah. Mm.
They just walk me to the car. First of all, they forget that I even exist anymore. Oh, nice car.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't hear from them again.
Mm-hmm. Once I'm with I, yeah. Once
so
I'm
so the mere fact that you have a nice apartment can be a deal breaker. Or it could be the one reason why...
For them, it's a deal because maybe they can't measure up.
Or it could be the fact that you don't have one. Because there was a point when I had moved back home before I moved back to Queens. And this gentleman had asked me, he said, do you have your own place? I said, no, right now, you know, I'm back home because I was in my transition. And he bluntly told me, he said, oh, I don't deal with girls that don't have their own place. And he said, for me, that makes them, they look that they can't afford it, they can't cheat. Mind you, I own a condo in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
I have my
he
own.
Was out of line
he was completely out of line.
Thank
but I didn't have to tell you
for
all my
excusing himself.
Yeah, you excuse yourself, but you don't know what I have,
mm-hmm.
and I don't have to explain to you what I have.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that you just because
yeah.
I told you that I moved back home during a transition
did he
point.
Ask you why you moved? Back
no,
home?
He didn't ask me why. Nothing. He's. I said no. I just you know I had to move back home because I had to take care of some stuff. Oh, what you couldn't afford the rent? That's what he said.
Oh.
And I was just like, oh, okay. I said no, I couldn't afford the rent. You know, because I didn't want my anger to show. I didn't want to be that angry black woman. So I didn't want, in a way, I wanted to entertain it because I wanted to hear what he had to say.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was like, oh, I don't like girls. I don't have them. I said, but why would you assume I don't have my own place? He said, you just said you moved back home to your parents' house. I'm like, okay. So you're just going to go based on that, just no extra questions or anything like that. He said, well, I'm assuming that's what it is. I was like, okay, well, you know what? You have a blessed day.
Well,
it sounds to me like,
you know, people are not taking the time to get to know one another.
Yeah, a lot of assumptions.
There's a lot of assumptions.
Yeah, I mean, because
let's
face it, you know, it takes
yeah.
some time
yeah.
to get to know somebody.
Yeah,
you
but
know
I'm not
saying?
Here to make your insecurities, raise your insecurity level. You have to either be a, you know, grow a set. You know what I'm saying? Be strong about who you are. And just like, if somebody tells you this is what they have, this is what they're doing, this is what they're achieving, encourage them, congratulate them. Like, you know what? That's great. I'm happy that you got to that level. You understand? What's your next step? That's me. I've always been the one to encourage. And I realized that that's all that is just energy that I'm giving out to someone who doesn't care.
Because
mm-hmm. my ex was like that. He hated every time I had my very first fashion show. I asked him to simple thing. Come with a camera. I have a corner for you. Set up. Just be there early. He comes an hour late. You're not supportive at that time. The second show I had, oh, I have a knee problem. I can't come. You're not a supportive person. Every time that I had something to do that was something for me that I worked so hard for, he was never there. But whenever it was something for him to do, he wanted me to come out my pocket to help support him.
Mm.
You understand? So, and then his stuff was, honestly, it wasn't going to go anywhere. You understand? But I still encourage them, like, let's find another way to do it without having to spend money. You know, I still encouraged him. I still pushed him. I still was a supportive person. But he was never giving me that energy back.
That goes back to that loving you for what you do, which is what you were saying.
Yeah. It was like, oh, do you see, oh, she got her thing going on. Okay, that's an easy something.
I've been told that I walk too hard.
What does that mean?
It's intimidating to men.
Listen. We have a stroll.
Who told you that?
A man.
What does that mean?
I was like, what does that mean? Like, so
that's a Southern thing, right?
I don't know. Like, I'm stepping too hard.
Are you stomping? Is that what he's saying?
I'm not standing. Like, I'm supposed to, you know.
Oh, he's supposed to be graceful.
Oh, I should just be like, hey,
oh, timid.
You know, yeah. Oh. But I walk too tang, 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 tang.
Oh, you walk like I'm that chick.
Yeah, like what you coming with?
I'm 100% that chick. Yeah.
No, you're coming with security.
Exactly. Yeah.
He's coming with insecurity.
Exactly. You're coming like this, he's coming like this. Right.
He's intimidated.
But he doesn't look like that. You know?
On the inside.
Yeah. On the inside, he's like, this is a clown.
There's
you
a
know
lot
how
of
clowns are? They always happy
on
the inside,
inside
but sad
yeah.
on the inside. You know what I mean? So, guys, some people are like clowns. Smiling, but inside they hurt.
Oh. Very interesting.
Very
interesting. No, I gotta say one thing. Y'all are dealing with a lot.
Oh, that's why the wine is always flowing in my
ditto.
Don't try wine. Ask me first. I'll let you know if it's good. You know, like, seriously, like, and you know, on your weekends, you want to go out. You want to have fun. You want to, like, you know, I find myself just doing my own thing because I don't want to just sit at home and just be moping. No, I want to go out. You never know. It might be that moment that I go somewhere. That I need someone. You know, see, so that's what I have to do. There's nothing else I can do. What else? And these dating sites are scary.
Very.
Very scary.
Very, you have to be very
you
careful.
Know, you don't know what
well, according to y'all, you already know what you're getting into when you go to certain ones.
A girl
know.
Created an account to come after me about her man.
What?
She created an account to come to me and ask me questions. And was like, oh, does a BMW do for you? I'm like, who are you? What are you talking about? And that's my biggest thing. Women, if you're listening, if your man is cheating, do not go for the woman.
Right.
It's not the woman's fault. It is the man's fault. You need to go after him and question him and what he's doing. I had to let her know, I said, sweetheart, he's on the site. I'm not the only person that he's talking to. You understand?
Yeah.
So for you to do this whole, you know, game of creating an account to come talk to me and say something to me, that's not hurting my feelings in any way. He's just deleted.
Let's plug the site. What site?
What site would that be?
I think it was eHarmony.
Okay.
And that is the site that you said you might revisit? Leave it alone.
Girl, I don't know where to go anymore. No, that's the truth.
Hey, Hank, she might have just had a bad experience. It's not the site.
Not one anymore.
So
maybe she can wait and try out your new app.
Right. I was going to say,
when is it
going to
come out? Because I don't got time.
What do you think that all the sites that you've been on, what was missing?
Good question.
I don't think it's the site's fault. The sites are doing everything that they possibly can. I think
it's the individuals.
They've done their part in terms of, yes, they've done their part in terms of adding questions to kind of, you know, shrink down the amount of people that you might be connected to.
Would it make sense if there was a site?
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say a site.
Okay.
All right. That you meet somebody on there, and that site presented a meetup day that everybody, just the people who connected, were meeting at X, Y, and Z restaurant. So you don't feel like.
But are you setting it up as a group thing, or you're setting it up as a person could set up a date to go to that group thing?
It's like a group meetup.
So this gives them the opportunity for the other person to look at someone else besides me.
Yeah. In a sense, yeah. You
in
could,
a sense,
you're
going
to gather and have.
But it's
But
they actually get to see you. You don't feel like you're uncomfortable meeting them at the Starbucks by yourself. This is, you know, something sponsored by.
So it's just a regular meetup. It's like basically a sip and meet.
We're all single.
Right. You know, it's minus the whole speed dating kind of concept.
Exactly.
I mean, it could happen, but I honestly, I feel like most people just go this is how I see it when I've been to some of these events. Some of the girls will come with their friends, you know, because that's a support group. Some of the guys will come with their friends because they're looking like, yo, we're gonna get these girls, we're gonna go with this girl.
Wait.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't
want
to forget that you also said you was an author and you wrote a book and you have something out that's current, correct?
Yes, I do.
And what is the name of it? Do you have the book on you?
I do.
Okay.
Yay.
Please share.
I write books to help people get back in relationship with God, and I like to just keep them simple. They're not too long to read. These are 7-day devotionals. One is called Love Redefined, like we were talking about a little earlier.
Just
and it's
here.
A 7-day devotional that just kind of helps you, one, see how God loves you, and then it asks questions after to kind of get your take on love and how these certain things show up in your life, how you show up. You know, if you exude these things that you're also receiving. And then this one is Lord, Fix My Prayer Life. And this one is just about getting your prayer life in order and how to really go about doing that. It's like 7 simple steps. It's one a day, so it's not too heavy. Short book, very small book, not too heavy.
And how much are the books, and where can we get them?
Books are $4.99 a piece, and they are available on Amazon.com.
Nice.
In Kindle and in hard and paperback.
Oh, Kindle too. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So if you have Kindle Unlimited, you get it for free. And I still get paid.
Of course. That's very important.
You get it. They're on Kindle.
Okay. Yeah, I was looking at that one. I'm going to have to get that.
And I also have them right here in my, you know.
Yes.
All
right.
Yes.
We might need to get that Love Redefined so we can redefine our love lives.
Of course. Awesome.
Okay, we did that. How much time we had, Master?
We have 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Two official minutes
left. Okay, so I just want to briefly touch on the 5 love languages, and you know, you listeners, let us know what your love language is in the comment section. The first one is words of affirmation. This is for you, Karen, because I don't know if you know about the love languages. So I'm going to introduce it to you and also for our listeners.
Okay.
You know. Actions don't always speak louder than words. This is what it's all about. If your love language is unsolicited comments mean to the world, hearing the words, I love you, are important.
Yes.
All right. So that's words of the next one is quality time. I don't think I'll break that down, you know, in the vernacular of quality time. Nothing says I love you more than quality time. Spending time.
Define quality time.
Being there for that person, you know, with the TV off.
You mean to tell me the game's
no,
not on?
No, 2K.
No
2K.
No
2K.
No
2K. You know, fork, the knife down. We just going to sit here and chill and, you know, right. I'm going to get to re-know you know, and get to know. If it's a new relationship, I'm kind of getting to know. And if it's
it definitely sounds new. Definitely new.
No distractions at this point, you know. It's just like
it's
we chilling, you know. You know, get your cheese and your crackers and your, you know. Your favorite beverage, if it's, you know, some cider, you know, you get that.
Cider.
Yeah. Some juice. The next one is a lovely one. I think this is definitely me. Receiving gifts.
I like gifts, too.
That's the third love language. Do you like receiving gifts?
I do.
I'm a flower
I don't got to break that
flower
one down,
Tuesday.
Do I, Mr.
Flower
G?
We all love receiving gifts, I guess.
Yeah.
The next one is acts of service.
Ooh, pick up my cleaners.
Yeah, that's the time. You're going to wash those dishes.
Gas my car.
You're going to take the car to the
car
wash. You're going to get that
oil change.
Oh, is
this something you ask or something
no,
that
you
assume?
No,
you
just already know. Like, he knows what you need.
Got it.
You know, he's going to give you that gift certificate to the spa that you love so much.
That's
a gift.
Oh, sorry. You know, sorry, y'all.
That's a gift.
That's a gift. And, well, I see it. Gift and an act of service. That would be just wonderful. And gift. Yeah.
Can I hear the other side? How, what you do.
Oh, from a woman, from a woman's point of view.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess a man's point of view, asking you for service.
Acts of service.
Yeah.
Now you say that out loud.
You're laughing.
Maybe a massage. You know, like
that's it.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm sorry. The massage can't be it because that's the fifth one. That's physical touch.
Maybe something that I know he's been meaning to do that he hasn't gotten around to doing.
Yeah.
Okay. And I know I can do it.
So I do.
I'm going to cut the grass.
No, I'm not going to cut the grass. No, I'm not.
I'm going to laugh at that one. I'm going to laugh at that one. You're going to go out
but
and cut
something,
the grass.
But something, maybe not
maybe not cut the grass.
But something, you know, that I know.
You know, maybe I'll change the oil for you
maybe
in your car.
I might take it. You know, the light is on and I know he's running all over. So maybe I'll,
you know, let me take your stuff to the cleaner. Yeah.
The most music, more variety, the best DJ, the freshest FM.